Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. It's just you and me, just the two of us. I've got something to say. I've got, as you know, every week I take a couple of segments out of my schedule and just talk to you about some things that are on my mind. And today I want to talk about capitalizing your business. I always like to tell people that the first sentence in the job description of every CEO should be this: secure and manage the capital your business needs. It's that simple. That should be the first line in the job description, your job description as a CEO of your company. Webster defines capital as any asset, tangible or intangible, including cash and hard assets held by the company. Any asset. Capital blended with operating cash flow becomes the financial fuel of your company's engine. It's what it uses to operate with and to fund growth, those two together. A small business has three primary sources of capital. This is very important, folks. Write this down. This is going to be in the test. Investment capital, that's when the money you put in, or maybe you have an investor to put in, they take a piece of the company. That's investment capital. That's real money. Or it could be an asset. If you're in a construction business and your partner donates a bulldozer, that's capital. Retained earnings is the second one. Investment capital is first. Retained earnings, that's profit you created and had the discipline to leave in the business. You didn't spend it. You left it for the business to be able to build on. Retained earnings, that's huge. The third one is borrowed money, borrowed funds. And for most small businesses, that money comes from a bank loan. Every once in a future small business CEO must be able to deal with capitalization issues, and including three primary capital fundamentals. Here are the three capital fundamentals. I'm gonna tell you what they are, and then I'm gonna explain them to you. Capital requirements, capital allocation, and retained earnings. See that thing keeps popping up again, doesn't it? Capital requirements is additional capital is required to stay in business beyond what was necessary to start your business. It takes more capital to stay in business than it does to start a business. You're always going to be capitalizing your business. That's the thing to remember. A lot of people think when they capitalize their business in the beginning that they never have to do it. You're never going to stop capitalizing your business ever till the last day. Success begets growth, and growth eats capital like Cookie Monster eats chocolate chip cookies. So without a capitalization plan, it's possible to grow yourself out of business. As you accomplish revenue goals, you must know the incremental cost of goods sold and operating expenses, because there'll be a gap. There's always going to be a gap between the days or weeks between when you pay your suppliers and when you collect from your customers. Most small businesses, especially B2B, there's going to be a gap between when you get your money and when you have to pay your money. And that gap has to be covered by cash from one of the three capital sources. So that's how people get into negative cash flow. Your vendors make you pay them in 30 days and your customers pay you in 45 days, you got to cover 15 days of operating. That's the capital. And that's where the retained earnings comes in. We'll talk about that in a minute. An essential capital management practice is to project cash requirements over 12 months. This is the best thing I ever did, the smartest thing I ever did, and I still use it. I use it all the time. I've got the same formula I've been using for 40 years. If you can project your cash over 12 months, you'll see if, when, and for how long you'll have to capitalize negative cash. If you do a cash flow projection of your operating expenses and revenue, It'll show you when your cash is going to go to be negative, and you know either to get more sales or cut expenses or cover it with some capital. Here's Blasting Game's first law of small business capital. Stay in business capital is much greater than start a business capital. Then here's allocation, capital allocation. All capital is not created equal. There are four capital allocation guidelines to remember. First, don't use operating cash to purchase long-term assets, like equipment. That's what short-term loans and leases are for. Number two, borrow money for operating expenses only if there's a growth reason, not out of desperation. Number three, fund growth with borrowed money only if you can convert the debt leverage into net profit and retained earnings. Fund growth with borrowed money only if that growth will pay the debt back. Number four, retained earnings are hard won and should be employed judiciously. If you retain earnings, see that thing keeps popping up, doesn't it? If you retained earnings, spend them wisely. Here's Blasting Game's second law of small business capital. Every capital requirement has a specific capital source. Retained earnings, that's the last fundamental. This is the working capital you've earned through profits and left in the company for financial strength. It's capital you don't have to borrow or take from investors because you earned it. It's the best kind of capital because it came from customers. You've heard me say this before. The best capital comes from customers. It's your safety net. Retained earnings are your safety net during the inevitable periods of slow sales or any other challenges. And it's your financial home run when you sell your business. If you can retain earnings on your balance sheet, you can grow. You're growing your equity. I can't tell you that's the healthiest thing you can do for your business. Unfortunately, it's likely retained earnings will accumulate slower than your growth goals. Your profit may be 2% and your growth goals may be 10%, right? So augment it with debt or investment until you have enough retained earnings. The good news is that the best way to impress bankers and investors, in other words, to get them to fund your growth plan, is to demonstrate to them you have the ability and the discipline to create and retain earnings. If you want people to come and play in your backyard with their money, show them that you're smart with your money, that you're able to make profit and retain it in the company. They like that. That shows you're a professional. Here's Blasting Game's third law of small business capital. Every dollar of profit you leave in your business as retained earnings is a step toward financial security. As a CEO of your business, it's your job to acquire, manage, allocate, and maximize all sources of capital. I'm Jim Blasting Game. Hope that helped. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.